Mainz, Germany, 1452. Johann Fust arrived on a cold winter's night. While most of the city slept under a mantle of softly falling snow, he bribed the sentries to open the iron gate near the river and advanced unobserved through the streets. A young man hauled a heavy sledge behind him. Even in the white whirling darkness, Fust could see the bulk of the cathedral looming over the other buildings inside the city walls. The turrets, made from rich red sandstone, were an attractive rose color by day, but by night they formed a vast mountain range steeped in shadow. He glanced at them through narrowed eyes, but kept his distance, sticking to the walls of the half-timbered houses in which the noble patricians lived. All around him were heaped up smells, the fug of wood smoke, the tang of straw, not to mention the stink of human sewage, which even the snow could not mask. Occasionally pigs squealed as they wrestled for warmth in their pens, but otherwise there was just the slithering sledge behind him. Fust waited for the boy to catch up. Peter, dogging his master's heels, paused to wipe the snow from his brow and mitten his hands under his armpits. He was so cold. Fust might have the luxury of a full-length cloak, thick gloves, and laced boots, but his own leggings were too thin to withstand the severe pinch of winter. Worse, his low-cut shoes were no match for the mounting snowdrifts, which sent icy crystals advancing down to his ankles. All he wanted was a fire to warm his body, food to fill his belly, and a bed to rest his weary limbs. He gazed at the wooden signs hanging above him in the gloom. The stuffed pigs and wheat sheaves suggestive of inns and bakeries, and longed for the journey to be over. "Not far now, Peter," said Fust, as if reading his thoughts. "We are almost there." Letting out a long, silver breath, Fust cut across an empty square towards the lanes and alleys that crisscrossed behind the market like fractured glass. His footsteps scrunched the snow. Peter did not move. Each of his muscles was mulishly reliving the agonies of the trip. From Paris, they had tramped to Strasbourg, and then, not finding what they sought, headed northeast towards Mainz on the banks of the River Rhine, a journey of almost 400 miles. They had avoided the obvious river routes. The vineyards on the surrounding hills were too exposed, the towns too meddlesome, but kept to the hooded woods and vales, which were nearly impassable this winter. Peter did not believe in spooks or spectres, both of which were rumored to dwell off the beaten track, but he was disturbed by Fust's constant need for secrecy. What was the man not telling him? Peter cupped his hands over his mouth and blew into them, hoping to ignite a spark of feeling in his fingertips. Surely they were meant for finer things than this. Little more than a month ago, he had been studying at one of the most distinguished libraries in Europe, the Library of St. Victor in Paris, where he was learning the art of calligraphy from the best scribes. He had developed a fine, graceful penmanship, and was proud of his achievements, copying missals and other religious books by hand. He liked to think that he wielded the quill with the finesse of a sword, drawing ink, if not blood. But then Fust had arrived, changing everything.